Hello and welcome once again to The Blueprints. This is Canada's Conservative Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Schmale, Member of Parliament for Halliburton, Kawartha, Lakes Brock, with new content for you every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We ask that you like, subscribe, comment, share this program, help us push back against that ever-moving Liberal agenda. And of course, if you can't listen or watch the entire program right this second, you can download it, listen to it later on platforms like CastBox, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, you name it, it is out there. We've got a great show lined up for you today. You probably have noticed already, and we've talked about it many times on this program before, the labor shortage, the supply chain problems, the issues with small businesses, how those job creators, those wealth creators in our community are struggling during this pandemic. So I brought two amazing people on the show today to talk about this. We have Tracy Gray, the Member of Parliament for Kelowna Lake Country. She's also the Shadow Minister for Small Business Recovery and Growth, and also Scott Aitchison, my next door neighbor to the north. Perry Salmaskoka is his riding. He's also the Shadow Minister for Labor. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
It's great to have you here. This is amazing because this is content you probably are not hearing on the mainstream media. So let's talk about this. Small businesses are hurting. We all have small businesses right across the country that I'm sure everyone's heard from. What's going on?
It is an incredibly challenging time right now for small business and especially micro businesses as well. Everything from labor shortage to supply chain, we've got increasing payroll taxes continuing, we've got debt that a lot of small businesses are incurring, and then just overall cost increases with inflation. So it's an incredibly difficult time right now for small businesses.
And not only that, we're dealing with a labor shortage.
Well, it's interesting. The labor shortage, of course, is acute for small businesses, but it's acute for every business, big business as well, and skilled trades is a particularly troubled area. I mean, we're desperate for people to work. You can think of countless examples everywhere across the country in communities where Tim Hortons, for example, isn't open 24 hours anymore, or they don't have the eating in portion of their restaurant open, just the drive-through. They just can't find people to work. It's a huge issue in the tourism and hospitality industry. Restaurants, you know, they just can't be open 7 days a week because they just can't find the staff. And hotels was always had trouble with housekeeping staff, but now you're hearing about trouble finding people in every part of their business. It's a major issue. It's across the country, and it's businesses big and small.
Now, what are you seeing as possible solutions to this on the small business side, on the labor side?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, we need to get people back to work that are able to work. We know that even in September, Statistics Canada released that there were 1 million job postings. We also know that in September, towards the end of September, there were still approximately 1 million people that were on CRB. And, you know, there's other programs as well. So it's really important that we get people back to work that are able to work. There's also some changes that can happen in some of our immigration policies. For example, one very specific that I've written the minister on that was brought forth to me by tourism organizations is to extend some of the worker visas that have just expired. It's a very simple fix. These are people that are here. They're ready and able to work. So that's one of the solutions. But you're absolutely right. It's across all sectors. I just had someone reach out to me from my riding in Kelowna Lake Country that has a security company. And they're not able to fulfill their contracts. They've actually had to pay a lot of fees for breaking contracts with their clients, and they're not able to take on new business. So it's affecting them. They're not able to grow, and they're not even able to fulfill the existing business that they've taken on.
Yeah. So one question that kind of gets, it's kind of people say it tongue in cheek, but has a spaceship come down and abducted all these people that used to be in the workforce?
Well, in fact, most of the jobs, in fact, almost all of the jobs lost as a result of the pandemic have been filled again. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing, you know, quite a bit of activity in our economy. It's growing pretty rapidly. What's been missing too is our immigration numbers have been down dramatically over the course of the pandemic. Canada needs immigration to keep growing. Otherwise, we just won't. And we're seeing some of the results of that now. But that's one of the big issues. We need more people. And you know, when it comes to things like skilled trades, Tracy made some really great points about things that we can and should be doing to help fill this gap and support small business and big business. Look at some of the areas like skilled trades, for example. I'm spending a lot of time meeting with labor leaders And one of the things we're hearing from them is that you know, the shortage in skilled trades, you can't just fill those jobs like
that.
They have incredible training programs, and we need to get people into those programs. We need to start now, and we need to be supporting those programs. That's certainly one of the things, as conservatives, we campaigned on that, mm-hmm. investing heavily in those training programs to encourage young people to get into a skilled trade. It's one of the best careers you can have. It's not been pushed nearly enough, I don't think. And so some of these things are going to take a little longer to solve. But, you know, one of the things, too, I was going to say as well, in the province of Ontario specifically, Monty McNaughton, the Minister of Labour there, is making some really great moves to recognize credentials of new Canadians sooner and faster so they can get into the workforce. You've all heard the crazy stories of doctors driving cabs in Toronto because their qualifications aren't recognized. So they're moving to make that recognition and those qualifications recognized here faster. All these kinds of things. We need to pull every lever, push every button, and all be working together at all levels to solve this. It is a crisis, and it's crippling business across the country.
Absolutely. I think the red flags for especially skilled trades, because we're on this topic, has been being waived for a long time. And we're just seeing the ramifications of that now. But you're right. The skilled trades are a great place to get into because in many cases you have low student debt, less time in school, and you're making top dollar when you get out. And I think that goes to the small business side, that goes mm-hmm. to the labor side.
On that note as well, just with respect to certifications, is that we do have a lot of interprovincial trade barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
One of those is does have to do with certifications and Red Seal certifications that may not be recognized in other provinces. And so you've got people that might be moving to different areas of the country and they're not able to work in their field. So, you know, on that as well, just from an economic recovery point of view, taking down a lot of other interprovincial trade barriers having to do with movement of people and goods is very important. We're leaving billions of dollars on the table every year, and this will be really important to our economic recovery.
As an Ontarian, it'd be nice to have BC wine every once in a while. There's nothing wrong with Ontario wine, but you're right. In some cases, we've heard many times, it's easier to do business with another country than it is provinces within our confederation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we should be able to move people and goods across this country very easily. There's other countries that have figured this out, you know, that had restrictions and they've removed those barriers and they've seen huge success. So as we're moving into economic recovery and growth, getting out of this pandemic, it's definitely one of the priorities that the government should be working on. It's a very easy solution to work with the provinces on.
So 4.7% inflation, we see no end to this, I don't think, the way the government is thinking about solving it. Of course, they talk about another government program to solve this ongoing inflation problem, but it's just compounding the issue. The problem is we continue to spend. So what impact is that having on the labor supply? What is that having on the small business issue?
Well, I would say that this time around, the one variable that's different this time around with this latest pandemic spending program that the government has introduced is that this time we have Finance Committee finally up and running.
Yes.
And we will take a critical look at every single thing that they plan to invest that money in. You know, I think one of the reasons we are in the situation we are in is because of government spending. Mm-hmm. They spend fast and loose with that money. It was way more in some circumstances. In some circumstances, people got money that really didn't need it at all. And so as a result of too much money mm-hmm. chasing too few goods, because, of course, you know, supply chains were interrupted, people weren't working, you know, it's the perfect recipe for inflation. And so there's no question that there'll be some very specific sectors that still need some help. But we want to make really sure that it's those sectors getting that money
exactly. Specifically.
And so I'm pleased that our Finance Committee is up and running, but we got to make sure that they don't have a blank check, because this has been the problem. This is what happens with Liberal blank checks. Everyone thinks it's all wonderful because they spend, but the implications are serious.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation isn't just some economics, you know, discussion. It's real lives.
It is.
There are people in every one of our ridings that we know personally that are worried about whether they're going to be able to heat their home this winter. There are people worried about whether they're going to be able to put groceries on the table. They can't drive to work. This is a serious issue, and you know, it's not good enough for, you know, this Liberal government to stand up and say, "Oh, inflation's a big problem all around the world."
Yeah.
Well, who cares? How am I gonna heat my home this winter?
And there are examples of other countries that have not turned on the printing presses that have lower inflation. But I don't know if you want to add on to that, Tracy, or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that is affecting every person, in particular seniors that are on fixed income. It also just adds to the cost of doing business, but also just, we've also got housing costs that are going up there. REMAX just put out a recent statement saying that they expect housing prices to increase over 9% again next year. So how does this make it even possible for our youth to even consider owning a home? So you've got inflation going up, you've got housing prices going up, and this Liberal government really does not have any specific ways that they're addressing this. They do have some programs that they're just filtering money through, but it's not addressing the actual issues that are out there, and coming up with some of those long-term solutions.
Well, I think that's the issue with this Liberal government, no matter what file they're on. It's more about the amount of money they can throw at something, not about actually achieving results. And this is why we continue to have one problem after another. And I go back to the daycare issue. What is going right in this government right now that they say, you know what, we're ready to tackle something else, right? Are veterans still waiting for their services? Yes. Are Indigenous communities still have boil water advisories? Yes. Are we in a housing crisis? Yeah. So they're actually saying, yeah, you know what, we're going to take something else on and somehow fix everything. And I think they're using it as a distraction point to take away from what is really happening. We are deficit financing these programs, such as this daycare program.
Well, they don't even get the programs done. They've been promising billions in rural internet, and still so many communities are still not connected. They've been promising billions in housing, and still, particularly in rural communities, housing is still a major crisis because they've been kind of ignored. So this is a photo ops and announcements government, not a results government.
Yeah, and the daycare program is going to take years to roll out, but also adding to the costs as well. I mean, we're seeing this right now is them trying to get a softwood lumber agreement, and this has been a huge failure. You know, the last agreement expired in 2015 when we had a Conservative government, and they've literally done nothing for 6 years. And so what's happened is we have lost a lot of capacity here in Canada, a lot of production. It's all gone to the U.S. So throughout North America, the production is still the same, but Canada has lost it, and it's lost it to the U.S. And so because our supply chains are so integrated, it's now increased the cost of lumber here, which increases the cost of home renovations and of building houses. It all flows through. So because they've really not focused on these important economic issues, you know, now 6 years later, here we are, and they're scrambling trying to deal with it.
All right, question period is coming up, so we need to get down to the chamber. Yeah. As always, I always give the guests the final word. Tracy, why don't I start with you?
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. And as the Shadow Minister for Small Business Recovery and Growth, I just want everyone out there to know that I know what it's like. I have had everything on the line as a small business owner, so I will be here fighting for you.
I just want to say thanks again, James. It's been an honor to be here. I've dreamt of being on this program for some time, and so finally I'm here, and it's great to be here. And I'm with Tracy. This is an important issue, inflation, the labor shortage. Your whole Conservative team is fighting for you, for sure.
All right. Scott Aitchison, Member of Parliament for Parry Sound Muskoka, also the Shadow Minister for Labor. Tracy Gray, to my immediate left. She is the Member of Parliament in the beautiful province of British Columbia, Kelowna Lake Country. She's also the Shadow Minister for Small Business Recovery and Growth. We thank them both for their content, and we thank you for listening and for watching. We do ask that you like, comment, subscribe, share this program, because I guarantee you there will be someone in your social media network that might be open to hearing a Conservative message, but they aren't getting it in the mainstream media. This is your chance to help that. And as always, new content every single Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Low taxes, less government, more freedom. That's the blueprint.